Corby Business Academy is with us this morning, talking about the competition to become the best team of young entrepreneurs in the country. Robin Naber is the enterprise manager. Robin, you're coordinating all of this. Tell us about it and how it works.
Good morning. The programme's called Company Programme, and basically schools in Northamptonshire have started in September by setting up and running a real business for the whole of the academic year. They've set up a board of directors, they've had to be shareholders, and they have to produce a product and a service that they can actually sell.
Does it matter what sort of business? Do they make their own minds up about that?
They can make up their own minds. You know, they can either buy in a product or they can actually make something themselves. And we are supported by a Northamptonshire area board made up of business men and women who are all volunteers, and without them I couldn't do the job of running this actual programme. So it's a fantastic opportunity because it gives these guys life skills that will help them to get a job in the future, hopefully.
How many schools taking part in it?
We have about 7 or 8 schools and we have 20 companies running in Northamptonshire.
And do they have a target about how much money they should make?
No, it's not about... Yes, it's great if they can make a profit. It's actually the opportunity to run a business, to work as a team, to communicate, to actually possibly fall out with each other, because I'm sure they have their moments. But it's skills that, if you're an employer, you're looking for somebody. Yes, you've got to have academic qualifications, but what can you bring to the table? Have you got teamwork? Can you problem solve? Do you know anything about finance? Do you know how to sell things? These are vital for students to get jobs these
now,
days.
Now, who have we got here with us today? Who have we got sitting alongside you?
We've got Corby Business Academy from Corby. And the name of your company is?
Signature.
Signature, OK. And so, and who was that was just talking to us over there?
It's Bradley.
Bradley Thompson, you're the operations director, Bradley, is that right? Just lean into the yellow mic so we can hear you a little bit more clearly, if you would. So what's your product?
Our product is a personalised flannel that comes all gift-wrapped with a choice of bath bombs or chocolates, and it comes personalised with your name on it, all for the price of $4.99.
A flannel with chocolates. That's got to be good for Christmas. It's got to be absolutely spot on. And who's this lady sitting opposite me?
I'm Ellie McLeod.
Ellie, you're the sales director.
Yeah.
Is that a tough call?
It is, because you've got to keep an eye on everything and how much profit you're making, how much money you're spending. But it's also about like selling the product as well. So you've got to keep an eye on how much stock you have and things like that.
And where do you sell it?
We sell it around school, and then at trade fairs we sell it as well. And it's just, like, all over the place, really, so you can just sell it to whoever you want.
And what are your tactics in trying to sell it? How do you go about that?
Because it's around Christmas time, we're trying to, like, we just say, oh, it's a brilliant present for Christmas, and, like, we just sell it the best we can and, like, promote ourselves as well as selling the product.
Okay, and then you've got the managing director sitting on your right, so you hopefully you said all that correctly, otherwise you could be in trouble. Diana Olahova, is that how you say it?
Diana Olahova.
And that'll do. Come on the red mic if you would, Diana, so we can hear you. We're not going to hear what you're saying. You're the boss of the outfit, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean?
I just have to make sure everything's on track, make sure the team's putting all that, like, putting part of the effort in, make sure the company's running smoothly.
And how did you decide on this idea of a flannel with chocolates and so on that Bradley described us? How did you decide on that as your product earlier on?
Well, basically just sitting together, and our original company name was Signature, and it was the idea of... our original company name was Jazzed Up, and we thought we would jazz up people's name, and we had access to an embroidery machine, so we thought it's a great opportunity to use to...
So Diana, who actually makes it?
All of us.
You're chipping to make the product as well as sell it. And how's the business going?
It's going really
Brilliant.
Well.
It's a slow manufacturing process, but we're finally getting there, because yesterday we delivered our last flannel that was in time for Christmas. So we've done quite well on distributing them and manufacturing them.
OK, very quickly, Bradley, what do you want to do when you leave school?
I want to go to university and do business and management.
Making flannels?
Yeah.
Diana, what about you, Diana? What do you want to do?
I just want to do, like, something along the business side, or maybe, like, own a company.
Running your own business?
Yeah.
You've got the taste for it now, have you? And what about you, Ellie? I can see you're the key to this, because you're in charge of selling. What do you want to do when you leave school?
I want to, like, have my own interior design business.
Okay.
So this will help me get there, hopefully.
Absolutely. And Robin, finally, what chance do they stand of winning this competition?
They're a very strong team, and there is a competition coming up in March, the area final at the Cube in Corby, and it depends on their company report. If it's a good company report, then, you know, they can win awards. They could go from there to the county final, and if they win that, they can go to the East Midland Regional final, and if they win that, they go to the UK final, which would be held in London. And if they're, and that's against 12 companies from out the UK, Northern Ireland and Scotland. If they win that, they'll go on to the European final. Over 32 companies will take part in that from Europe. So it's not just a UK thing, it's in Europe as well. So it's a, what they're doing is absolutely fantastic.
Well, they've impressed me this morning. I hope they brought some chocolates with them. It's 4 minutes to 9.